from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
August 2nd as Alex drills one deep to left field. He's done it again! 4 consecutive games with a home run, and the Astros take a 2-1 lead. Breggy is hitting Bob's on a regular.
Describe the run Bregman's on right now with the slug and the power.
And the defensive play, that ball down the foul line. It's a big play. He's just found his groove. His swing is right, and level of confidence, which he never lacks. But right now, he's putting some good swings.
The hell has gotten into this cat?
I don't know, but I like it.
Yeah, hey, Alex.
Hard not to like this right here, man, especially when you went in that money in there, T.
Yeah, you came right off the bat. We got that text quick. Total basis.
Is Breggy being ridiculous?
Yeah, he's 4 home runs in 4 consecutive games. First time in his career he has done that.
Breggy bombs.
And it is clear. It is very, very clear, which is crazy, but it's been proven out. Tony Gwynn Jr., when he used to come on the show, whatever that is, but he would talk about, hey, you're trying to measure and see what's going on with the Astros. Look at Alex Bregman. Usually, if they're struggling, he is. Usually, if they're playing well, he is. Not Yordan, not Kyle Tucker at times, not even Altuve at times.
Shout out to my guy, Alex Bregman.
But when Alex Bregman is rolling, the Astros generally are. And when he's not, the Astros are generally struggling. They're often struggling. It's wild. Even, you know, Kyle Tucker's not in the lineup, but even when he was in it, all year that has been the case. All year, I bet you there is no player more on this team that you can look at and see what he's doing individually, and then see what that means for the team, and to see those things mirror each other. He has been insane.
Yeah, look, and the timing's absolutely perfect. I mean, whether you look at it from the team perspective with no Tucker, or you look at it from him personally, from his perspective, this is a monster year for him and his future. So the timing is it couldn't work out any better for him.
Speaking of his future, I got to be honest, I don't know where you all were on this, but I mean, there were, I would say probably most of the year, my thinking was, this is probably Alex Bregman's last year in Asheville. The free agent.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
I think that's where I was, especially, like, you remember this wasn't just a slow start. This was beyond anything we had really seen from him. And there had been struggles, and there were some ups, and then when you thought he was going, then he kind of came down again. But now, clearly, he is absolutely rolling. And I'm wondering if people change their tune. Maybe your tune was always the same. Should Alex Bregman be a priority for the Astros to bring back next year?
Yeah, look,
have you reached that point?
I think it's undeniable at this point. I mean, I'm big on obviously what he's doing at the plate, the caliber third base that he plays, but the over the top, the one thing with Alex Bregman that I value as much, if not more, obviously you got to be a great player in order to be in this conversation. But the stories that we've heard about him and Hunter Brown, him and Verlander a couple years back, and now him and Spencer Arrighetti, the conversations that are being had, the Kikuchi comment to Julia Morales yesterday talking about the team, the way they watch film, the chemistry, this is championship level. Like, I think Alex Bregman, whether he's always been that and we just didn't know, I think Alex Bregman is coming into his own and filling that void of leadership. That whether it was Dusty Baker or it was Carlos Correa or it was A.J. Hinch or whoever it was, Verlander, when he was around more before he went to New York and then came back, there was a void of leadership, and it seems like Alex Bregman is coming into his own.
Something's
and,
clicked it, this year with that.
Yeah, man. And so that on top of the level third base that he plays, the bat he's swinging right now, it would really hurt to see that guy playing another uniform in the next handful of years.
Yeah, and now the more he produces, Clint, the higher that price is going to go up, because I think there are going to be other teams, because he's a free agent, there are going to be other teams that are desperate for his production and want to get him. Now, he is entering. He'll be 31 in March, so he'll be 31 when the season starts next year. And now we do know he did go in and hire Scott Boras as his agent, so he's probably looking to get paid. That's the other point of it. Right now it does, because you've traded Will Wagner, who may have been an option behind him, and I know there's a guy in Double A that they potentially like there, but it feels like that is somebody. He is somebody that you're going to need rolling through here, and I think you'll have it, especially if you're not going to, you know, go long term with Tucker right away.
Yeah.
You'll have it. So, yeah, it's right now. I can't believe I'm saying it. I didn't even think it was going to be a conversation. And now it is clearly.
Well, I don't know how you deny, not you, I'm just talking in general in conversations, how you deny what you started this whole segment with just like Tony Gwynn Jr. said it. We've heard it from Roflo. We've talked about it. Like, this team goes as Alex Bregman goes. When Alex Bregman gets hot, they win ball games. And when a guy is for whatever reason, when a guy has that kind of impact on an organization, along with all the other things we've discussed, boy, I don't know how you justify moving on from him.
Yeah, they're in a situation now where it's hard, and like you said at the beginning, hey, he is coming at the perfect time to get himself going. The absolute perfect time get himself going.
The other thing with him, I can't put my finger. Like, I think we talked about this. Like, I think there are certain guys that, like, I think Verlander, especially now after the New York debacle, I think Verlander would take less money to be here. You know, I think there are certain guys that are just really comfortable with what Houston brings to the table way or another. I think there are certain guys that understand the chemistry and all the championship DNA, if you will, that's here, and they want to be a part of that. And I don't think Tucker gives a rip.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.